joined us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to this morning's program. Right now we'll be in the company of esteemed Mufti Sahib, taking us through the tafsir of the glorious Qur'an Kareem, news, views, and the updates. Will be the Q&A program. Mufti Sahib, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and jazakallah khairan for joining us this morning.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Hafiz Wadi, jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447 here in South Africa, and majority countries we know today, Monday, is the 14th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we commence and start a new surah, and that is chapter 56 and Suratul Waqi'ah. So why is it called Waqi'ah? Because of the beginning of the surah. What are the virtues of the surah? Yes, it is mentioned, Hazrat Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Shaykhul Hadith Nawwarallahu Marqadahu has mentioned in Fadailul Quran the incident of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, faqihu hadhi al-ummah, the great mufti of this ummah, how he taught his daughters Surah Waqia and told them they read it every day, every night after Maghrib, and daily they should read it after Maghrib, lam tusibhum faqah, and then poverty will not reach them. So therefore it is advisable, desirable, meritorious to read the surah any time, but more so the best time will be after Maghrib. So what is the surah all about? So let us look at the headings. Chapter 56, we know that there are 114 surahs and chapters in the Noble Quran. Ayatuha 96. So we know that in the Quran Sharif there are 6,236 verses. All that about 666 and more than 6,600, all that are fairy tales and nothing like that. So 6,236. Suratul Waqia. What is the meaning of Waqia? I will explain to you. Makkiya, it was revealed prior to the migration of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Makkah Mukarramah to Madinah Munawwara, and it comprises three ruku and sections. And remember that now we start in the tafsir of the surah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So when we refer to Almighty Allah's name out of respect, ta'addub ma Allah we call in Arabic, we refer to it as Lafzul Jalala. So the honorable, majestic name of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So you cannot use the word Allah for anybody, anything, without the prefix. For a boy, Abdullah, Ubaidullah. For a girl, Amatullah. So always remember the word Allah, that is reserved and exclusive to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ar-Rahman is also only for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and the one who's very, very gracious. And if you want to use it for creation, then Abdul Rahman, Ubaidur Rahman, or a girl, Amatur Rahman. So a prefix has to be used. And Ar-Rahim, if you use the word Rahim only for a male, or Rahima for a female, it is permissible. As Almighty Allah Jalla Wala used it for Mustafa, Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ra'ufur Rahim. So in the ending of chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, so here also Almighty Allah is teaching us He is Ar-Rahim. And if we use the word Rahim only, or Rahima for a lady, so that would be acceptable and permissible. Idha waqa'atil waqi'ah. You know the day of Qiyamah has several names. Almighty Allah calls it, we all read it daily. Maliki yawmiddin. He is the exclusive owner and possessor of the day of justice. Yawm al-hasra, the day of hasra. And that is the day of remorse and regret. Yawm al-taghabun, the day you will see who the winners and who the losers are. So another name for this day, and that is waqi'ah. The day that definitely will occur, whether we like it or we dislike it. Remember, we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that is the Muslims, true Muslims throughout the world, and we are the biggest group, alhamdulillah, among the Muslims throughout the world. So what do we find? That we believe in two qiyamats. Man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. Yesterday, Hazrat Maulana Bashir Ahmad Sahib, 94, 95 years old, passed away in Auckland, there in New Zealand. A senior khalifa of Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, who passed away in 1957. And I met him thrice. Every time I went to New Zealand, we met him, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Allah grant the family Sabri Jameel. So now when a person dies, man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu. So at a micro level, his or her qiyamat has started already. But here we are speaking about the macro, when everybody, everything shall perish. Chapter 28, verse number 88. Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajah. The entire creation will perish on that day, everybody, everything. He, Allah, exclusively is the Khaliq, is the Malik, the only creator and the only possessor and owner. We are all temporary owners, temporary users. So remember that how death comes, so that is how Qiyamah will unfold. Idha waqa'atil waqi'ah. And when the event of the day of justice unfolds, inevitably, whether we like it or we don't like it, it will happen on the appointed time. It will happen and occur on a Friday. Which Friday? Only Almighty Allah knows. To say 10th Muharram Ashura, that is the propaganda of the Kuffar Shias. So there's no such thing like that, because Quran itself says, La ta'atikum illa baghta. The day of Qiyamah, the day of justice will occur suddenly. So if we know 10th Muharram, so then how can it be suddenly? So we need to understand what is the Shia propaganda. Laysa liwaqa'atiha kadhiba. And there's none who can deny it and reject it, its occurrence and its happening. Even the atheists will tell you that death is inevitable. So if death is inevitable, then the day of justice is inevitable. Today there's professors and scientists and so forth. Majority of them, they are atheists. But when the death comes, then the reality will start. You see, there were two fish. One fish was a tabliki, was a molvi. And he's telling the other fish, who is an atheist, just to make you understand, you know. And then he told him that, you see, when the hook comes and it has that bait on it, then you must not eat it. Because then when they pull you out, you will see a person 6 feet tall, 100 kilometers, 100 kilograms, you understand, in weight and so forth. And you will see they have big, big knives. They're going to chop you up and then put you in the oil and make you and roast you and toast you, and they're going to cook you and everything else, you see that. So that second fish went right round the river, the dam, the lake. He told the first guy, you're talking a lot of nonsense, you understand? I don't see anything. And then the bait came and then everything started. But alas, it's too late. That is today's human being. Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, used to give this example. And the Arabs gave him the title Sahibu Samak, the man who gave us the easy example of the fish, instead of long, long explanations. So laysa li waqatiha kadhiba. How death is inevitable, that the micro and the macro, the whole entire creation will perish. How will it perish? Perish. What will happen on that day? Khafidatul rafia. Me and you, according to our puny little brains, we say, what a powerful person, what an honorable person. But day of Qiyamah, he might be the most disgraced and humiliated person. People, many of them we look up to, but that day will be a day of disgrace and humiliation. And people we despise and look down upon, on that day Allah has exalted, elevated their rank. Khafidah to rafi'ah. Khafidah, to go down, to go lower and lower. So Allah will let the non-Muslims go lower and lower and lower. Those who are the kuffar and those who reject Islam and the articles of faith, and they sane and mature. And the mushrikeen and the idol worshippers and polytheists, and the munafiqeen and the hypocrites, regarding them, Almighty Allah has stated explicitly, chapter 4, Surah Nisa, the women, verse 145, Inna al-munafiqeen fi ad-darki al-asfali min an-nar. The hypocrites who only pay lip service to Islam and they are sane and mature, and they die in that state and condition. Allah protect us, Allah make our hifadat, and Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nifaq. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from nifaq and hypocrisy. The dua mentioned by Imam Bukhari rahimahullah in his work Al-Adabul Mufrad. So Ya Allah, protect us from nifaq and hypocrisy. So such people will be dispatched to the lowest prison, dungeon and jail there in Jahannam. Khafidatul rafi'ah. So people will be sent down lower and lower and humiliated. And rafi'ah, people who we considered as non-entities, because maybe they didn't have influence, they didn't have wealth, they didn't have rank and status in our puny little brains and minds. So rafi'ah, Allah will exalt them, Allah will elevate them. That is the day of justice. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ رَجَّةِ. The word رَجَّة مَفْعُولٌ and مُطْلَق, if you know the Arabic jargon and so forth, that it will change, it will shake uncontrollably. You must remember, nobody will be able to control it. Chapter 99, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. When the whole world and everything will be shaking. And here Allah is speaking about shaking such that everything will experience a tremor and an earthquake, and it will shake uncontrollably. إِذَا رُجَّتِ الْأَرْضُ. Remember when the land and the sand will be shaking. Remember, we just sometimes experience a slight example of it. So, you know, they say a slight earth tremor, and we just feel everything shaking for that split second. What will happen when everything will be blasted to pieces? Rajja, so uncontrollably it will be shaking and moving. وَبُسَّتِ الْجِبَالُ بَسَّةِ. And the mountains will crumble to pieces, to smitherings. Whether it is Mount Everest, whether it is Kilimanjaro, whether it is Table Mountain. So Jabal is one mountain, and Jibal, the mountains, they will be crumbling, and they will be blasted to smitherings and so forth and to dust. How? فَكَانَتْ هَبَاءً مُنْبَثَّةً. Fakanat, and these mountains, haba'am, they will be reduced to dust and mumbatha, and will be scattered everywhere. You know, today when they implode the building and explode the building and so forth, so implode from inside, explode from outside, as they pull the job at 9/11 and so forth, the Mossad and the Haramis, so you just see the dust everywhere scattered and so forth. وَكُنْتُمْ أَزْوَاجٍ ثَلَاثًا. And on that day you will be in three different categories, in three different groups. So these are the first seven verses of Surah Waqiyah, chapter 56. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, we will continue tomorrow with this wonderful surah. Try and bahati, try and read it more so at night after Maghrib. وَاللَّهُ الْمُوَفِّقْ إِلَىٰ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us all tawfiq to practice on all that what is being said. خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلم حديث بخاري شريف هي حبيبنا مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the best of you are the best one who learned the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم 13 ربيع الآخر 1447 Today, Monday, day number 731 in Gaza al-Mubarakah, we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, and globally. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 5 Jutlas killed in the past weekend, 9 of them injured on the waiting list in transit to join the others in the hellfire. So Allah, 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 ma'adhibhum adhaban shadida. Ya Allah, you punish these jutlas. Allah, masallit alayhim kalman min kilabik. Send your dogs and your army against them. Wa ma ya'alamu junooda rabbika illa hu. No one knows the armies of Almighty Allah, Jalla Allah, except him. Trump is trumpeting away. So what did Trump say now in the weekend? You must know this, then you will understand what I'm going to tell you. This week, Friday, remember, is the 10th of October. And there in Oslo, Norway, they will announce who the Nobel Peace Prize person is. You see that? So he's still hoping that he will become the Peace Prize recipient. He will win it and so forth. So today, in Sharm el-Sheikh, now you ulama and students should know this here. Sometimes these Egyptians and Arabs, they corrupt the Arabic language. When they speak among themselves, they won't say Adhab ila al-Masjid, they will say Adhab ila al-Masjid. They will change the jim into a gaf. But when they read Quran, they read the best Quran. So Sharm el-Sheikh is not Sharm el-Sheikh if you understand the history, philology of these words. I've been there also. So remember what Allah said when we went to Mount Sinai. So we spent the night there and then we went to Mount Sinai with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. The proper name is Karm el-Sheikh. Karm el-Sheikh means like how when you go to Cape Town, then you find those places, Paarl and Stellenbosch and all it with the vineyards and beautiful areas. So Karm el-Sheikh, but then they distorted it and corrupted it and make it Sharm el-Sheikh. So today the big meeting is taking place there. Hamas delegates have already arrived and the Jutlas, Haramis, the Jews and the Zionists will be arriving today. And Witkoff is there and this guy Kushner, so Trump's special envoy and his son-in-law. He is there just to see how much deals he can make and so forth. All bunch of haramis. So then they're going to start the peace process, discussion, but indirectly. That Hamas speaks to the Egyptians, they tell the Israeli Jutlas, they speak to the Egyptians, the Jutla, the Israeli, the Egyptians come and tell Hamas like that. So the Egyptians will be the go-between. Thereafter, Trump says, better act quickly. And Rubio, first time in his life, he spoke something publicly against Israel. He said, you must stop the bombing, remember that. Then only it can go forward. You don't expect then that something must happen, the release of the hostages, and you are bombing, and so forth, and so on. So at least some truth came from these haramis, and the shaitan speaks the truth some once in a million, you know. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu was appointed to look after the Sadaqatul Fitr, the dates and fitra just before Eid. And then Shaitan came 3 times to steal. And the first time he begged forgiveness, second time begged forgiveness, he left him, released him. Third time he told him, no, I'm taking you. He said, okay, I teach you something. Read Ayatul Kursi, chapter 2, AK 255, Ayatul Kursi, AK, and verse 255. So then you will be safe and protected from Lucifer, Satan, Shaitan. So then he went to Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and explained everything. The Master, alayhi salam, said, Swadaqa wa wakadhub. He spoke the truth about Ayatul Kursi, but 99.9% is a big, big liar. So these are the Americans, haramis, you must remember that. Trump says, now we will continue bombing Venezuela and the drug cartels and so forth. These are the bullying tactics. He's Minister of War. In other countries, they call it Minister of Defense, but America calls it the Ministry of War. So they say they are justified in attacking the Caribbean countries. Can you imagine that the bully and the tenpot dictator and the biggest terrorist on earth, America, and their illegitimate child, the beast, the big me, and that is Israel. The California governor says he's taking Trump to court. You got no business to send 200 and 300 army troops there to Portland, Oregon, and so forth and so on. They're targeting the democratic places, Washington, Chicago, Los Angeles, and so forth, and say that crime is out of control. You harami, can crime only be out of control where the Democrats are ruling or where you rule? You can't even run a government. You're like shut down. And today also it will be shut down because there is still, you must remember, Congress remains deadlocked for today's vote. So it seems today also, from Wednesday it started, and every day it's costing them billions and hundreds of billions of dollars, and hundreds and thousands of people will be fired and will lose their job. Inshallah, America is heading for a civil war, just like Israel, inshallah. Hamas said all that talk that we are going to disarm is all fanciful ideas and nonsensical talk. We will never disarm unless there is a real peace treaty and we have guarantees and so forth. You know, when the Muslims disarmed there in Iraq, and then what happens? So the whole Iraq was lost. Go read about Haluka Khan and all of them, how they massacred the Muslims and so forth. When our Muslims handed over the arms, as United Nations told them in Bosnia, how the men were murdered, more than 8,000, more than 50,000 women raped and so forth. There's no such thing that Muslims are disarmed. You are the aggressor. You committed genocide. You committed the ethnic cleansing and crime against humanity, and you tell us we must disarm. When you going to disarm, you haramis, you war criminals? And America should be the last one to speak. 6 times you vetoed it there. Everybody wanted a ceasefire, but you vetoed it. And now you want to play like a good cop. We can't forget all that, you haramis. The flotilla in international waters. So you arrested them, and then you abducted them, and you treated them how? That without any water, without all the, and you humiliated them and so forth. And the world is observing what you are doing and so forth. So you must remember that. And Greta, you know Greta. So Greta was humiliated and she was treated so badly, according to some sources, that she was being tortured by the Israelis. And that's what they do with the Palestinians daily, the haramis. So Congress, as I told you, they remain deadlocked. Russia attacks Ukraine, 15 people dead. And they gave a message from Russia with love. You see that today, Monday, in Russia and Ukraine, it is day number 1320. More than 3 years have passed, you see. February 24, it was on the 22nd of on the 24th of February and the year 2022. So remember that date. Imran Khan was there with Putin, if you want to make an additional note. Israel torturing Greta Thunberg and so forth. They made a crawl and kissed the Israeli flag and all that. So mashallah, in Malaysia, some places and hotels, they are putting the Israeli flag on the floor and everybody walks on it. When we went to Iraq, they had George W. Bush, you understand, his photo there and image there. And in the biggest hotel in Iraq, Funduk al-Rashid, and there we all used to walk on it. We used to enjoy it, mashallah, that stamping our feet on these haramis. They must put one for Trump also, because he likes his name must come everywhere. He's an egoist, narcissist, rapist, pedophile. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people, majority non-Muslims, marching for Palestine. Free, free Palestine, from the river to the sea. Palestine shall be free. But you have one harami, one murtadda, Shabana Mahmood, there in Britain, and she is the Minister of Home Secretary and all that, you see. She told the police, we must curb those Palestinian protests and so forth. People with so-called Muslim names, but this is what they want to do. She forgot what happened to Sunak when Sunak said we will not allow it. Or when he, secretary of your Home Secretary, Del Savala, whatever, both Hindus, and they said that these are terrorists and so forth. Where are you? Your next Diwali, you must go and celebrate day in India. Diwali is near. So pack up and go. I told you, you will be humiliated and disgraced. Nobody elected you, Sunak. You just came in by default. So Shabana Mahmood, I don't know you, you don't know me, but disgrace awaits you unless you repent publicly. It's a different issue. Syria holds its first election after the fall of the Assad dynasty. Bashar Assad, and that Hafiz Assad was his father, and all of them, the Haramis, all of them, Pakka Shias, the sped to Jahannam, also his father and them. And he is sitting quietly in Russia. So anyway, that is Bashar. So they didn't have elections in all the provinces, in some provinces, but it went smoothly, they say. Putin, I like Putin. We like tough guys, you know, who can put everybody in their place. So Putin warns America, how dare you send your tomahawks to Ukraine? You see what the Americans did. They killed and murdered the Red Indians. You see that? But when they have their arms and ammunition, then they give it the Red Indian name, Tomahawk. You see that? So like that you will find them. But they the ones who ethnically cleansed them, murdered them, war criminals, whole bunch of them. So no tomahawks for Ukraine. If you give them that, then shall the papa dance. Then you will see we can open our nuclear also. So Trump is very frightened of Putin. He can talk what he wants to, but he knows what will happen. I told you yesterday, and you can check it up in any newspaper if you know Arabic or if you got English newspaper, from the Arab world and Saudi. So remember, the Riyadh season is starting, right? And the Minister of Entertainment, you ulama students, write down this word, Wizaratul Tarfih. Tarfih with a ha in the end. So Ministry of Entertainment. So this is what Sheikh Salih Abu Talib Hafizahullah objected to. And then MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, sentenced him for 10 years. And after 7 years and more, then they released him for house arrest. But he got the tag by his ankles and so forth. You see that? That's what they did with the Imam of the Haram. And you Salafi scholars want to come tell me, your Saudi Arabia is Hukumatul Rashida. It is Al-Hukumatul Khabitha, Al-Hukumatul Kafira, a non-Muslim government. And remember, this alone makes them kuffar and non-Muslim and murtads in the light of the Quran Sharif. So comedians are mocking Islam and the niqab and the hijab and the face cover and the morality and the moral code of Islam and the dress code of Islam. And all these thousands of people will be laughing and so forth. Chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse number 65 and 66. وَلَا إِنْسَأَلْتَهُمْ. And if you ask them, why are you doing all this? لَيَقُولُنَّا. They will surely say, إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْأَبْ. No, this is just amusement and we joking, light-hearted business. قُلْ. Tell them, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَبِاللَّهِ. With Almighty Allah, وَآيَاتِهِ. And his verses, وَرَسُولِهِ. And the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kuntum tastahzi'un. You continue mocking them and ridiculing Allah and his verses and the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 9, verse 66. La ta'taziru. Do not cite any excuses. Qad kafartum ba'da imanikum. You are kafir, 100% non-Muslim. After once upon a time you had iman. So that is 100% applicable. Yeah. Nothing like this can happen without the consent of MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, and so forth. So you Salafi scholars for dollars and that, these are the questions you have to answer. Don't try to avoid and evade these questions. 350 people rescued from Mount Everest and so forth. they were on the other side, you know, and slowly, slowly they're bringing them down. So it seems that all of them now are safe and sound. All types of visas are acceptable for you to perform Umrah, whether you got Umrah visa, tourist visa, transit visa, whatever visa you got. With that, you can perform the Umrah and nobody will prohibit you. So don't listen to rumors and fairy tales and so forth. Japan is poised to have its first female prime minister. So after post-war, remember, they never ever had a female prime minister. For us as Muslims, we know that Pakistan and Bangladesh and all had female prime minister. What did Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, لَيُفْلِعَ قَوْمٌ وَلَّوْ أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَأَةٌ. A nation that hands over its matters to a female will not be successful. So you see Margaret Thatcher, you see all these others also. So wasting their time and so forth. So that is what's going to happen. Japan, bad choice you're making. So contradictions in FIFA's policies. You see, how many days ago? 1,320 days, right? Today, Russia and Ukraine. So 1,315 days ago, FIFA and countries, they said that we must put, you understand, restrictions on Russia. We must expel Russia and so forth. So FIFA expel Russia and so forth. You can't participate in the Cup, World Cup. You can't do this, you can't do that, and all the things. But how come Israel committing genocide? How come Israel committing war crimes, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and FIFA says, no, they will not expel them? You see, these are the bunch of hypocrites and haramis. We have to name them, shame them, and nail them. You don't have a consistent policy. Contradictions yourself. And Israel is not from today. It's from 80 years ago. We in 2025, remember now. So after 1945, World War II, and then they came as squatters, and they came begging the Palestinian people. Sammin kalbak ya kulka. You have a small little puppy. You feed it, you clothe it, you do everything for it, and so forth. And thereafter, it wants to bite you and eat you and attack you, become the bulldog and so forth. So that's exactly what the Jutlas are doing. Go and read the history of the Haganah gang and the Stern gang and all the other gangs there and so forth, and see how many massacres they carried out and so forth. So Islamically, it's more than 80 years that all this is going on. So therefore, Israel is definitely going to be wiped off the face of this earth, ajil and ghayra ajil, very soon, insha'Allah, insha'Allah. Let's come to our beloved country, South Africa. Now, these three Mickey Mouse parties, right? Boza, B-O-S-A, Good Party, and Rise in Zanzi. So these three parties emerged, and they formed the new party called United for Change. I wonder how united they are, but anyway, it's a news item. 5 dead and 6 injured there in Bronkhorstspruit Tavern. You know Bronkhorstspruit, where it is, near Pretoria and all that, not far from there. So they invited me for Jumma and that. I said, but you shot my brother-in-law there, you know. I told them, he's well now, meaning on his road to recovery. Dr. Sikandar Ghani, mashallah, is a hafiz. His son Bilal also is a dentist and a hafiz. They're all recuperating. Allah give them all shifa. Inshallah, we make dua. So there yesterday, 5 people dead, 6 injured in a tavern, dead in a bar there, illegal must be. And one guy came and shot them. That is South Africa. That, you see, chwala. You know the chwala, beer. In the Arabic language, they say bira, for the beer, you see. So that is why Islam calls it Ummul Khaba'is, Ummul Fawahish, the mother of all vices and evil. So that is that. Things are getting hot in Bronkhorstspruit. I have to make istikhara whether I must go there or not in future. DA, this is a straight message to you. Helen Zeller, genocide is a big word. So now the police are raiding here and there. And they find corruption there at your government level, provincial level, and so forth. And the DA seems to be involved. You see that allegedly, according to your Cape Town Times and all that. So now it's going into millions, maybe billions. So now everything coming out, Pansi DA. We don't want you, Alan, to come the mayor here in Johannesburg. We're going to galvanize our people to vote against you. Shame on you, DA. When the ANC, they passed the motion, or not passed the motion, they proposed the motion and said, let us put pressure on the Israelis. They must release all the detainees and people who were abducted from the flotilla. Who rejected it? The DA. Even for South Africans like Manla Mandela and all of them, they're still there and they haven't come back. They're still under the detained there by Israel. So yesterday also there was a statement. So we should know that the DA's allegiance is more to Israel than South Africa. So therefore, for a Muslim, I'm speaking of true Muslims, not munafiqs and hypocrites, it's haram to vote for the DA. We have to name them, shame them, and then nail them. Remember that. So this is a very, very nice story, Haji Ahmed Abdi. You know we went together to Uppington. So a U.S., listen to this, a U.S. blacklisted Russian cargo plane. So now let us understand the story. It's a plane belonging to Putin and Russia and all of them. And it's a cargo plane. And the U.S. blacklisted it. So South Africa and Russia told America, you go to hell. You don't come and dictate to us. So this U.S. blacklisted Russian cargo plane landed yesterday day or yesterday or Saturday or whenever in the weekend there in Uppington. How's that? Uppington is a sleepy town, but a lot of things happens there also. You must remember that. So programs for today, 8:30 to 9. Inshallah, Mozaid will interview me and we will speak about the peace process there in Middle East. And then 1 to 2, Tafsir of the Noble Quran. 2 to 2:30, the report back, our trip to Roshni. And thereafter, inshallah, 8 to 10 will be the Q&A for tonight with Maulana Khalid Yaqub. Our brother Hafiz Wadi is very busy with other extramural activities, so he won't be available. Right, Hafiz Wadi? We've got 12 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Thank you, Lafayette, for that, Mufti San. What are the virtues of wearing the ihram from Masjid al-Aqsa for Umrah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mashallah, there are South Africans there most of the time and so forth. There are people from Britain, people from Malaysia, people from here and there. So you should know what are the virtues of fastening the ihram. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. In 2002, my wife and myself, we practiced on this hadith. And Umm Salamata radiallahu ta'ala anha, Umm Salama is the honorable spouse and wife of Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Qalat, she says, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man ahalla bi hajjatin aw umratin min al masjid al aqsa, whosoever fastens the ihram, remember from inside masjid al aqsa, the 36 acres, the compound, remember that. Bi hajjatin wa umratin, for hajj or for umrah, three things will happen. Ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi, so the previous sins of that person will be forgiven. Wa ma ta'akhkhar, the future sins will be forgiven. Wa wajabat lahu al-jannah, and inshaAllah, through the mercy, grace, benevolence of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa ala, that person will enter Jannah. Rawahu Abu Dawood, the hadith in Abu Dawood. In Ibn Majah, if you study, you will find that she, Umm Salama, al-Rawi, a'lamu bi murad al-hadith. Sometimes the Rawi, not always, but sometimes the reporter of the hadith understands the greater meaning of it. She was so motivated, inspired, she went with the mahram, mashallah, from Medina to Rasul, right to Aqsa, made intention in Aqsa, and from there she came to Makkah and performed Umrah and so forth. Other Sahaba also did it, Abdullah ibn Umar and so forth and so on. So therefore, we encourage all of you, South Africans and others who can go there to Aqsa and show our solidarity with the Palestinians. And Ya Aqsa, you our first Qibla, we will never ever forget you. InshaAllah, we will never allow the Jutlas and the Zionists and Americans and Haramis to demolish the Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, and replace it with Haikal-e Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon. So we should know all these type of things here. And I told you last week also, it was the 2nd of October, 1187, after 88 years occupation, Salahuddin Ayyubi liberated this land. And that Friday when he climbed on the minbar, the pulpit, after 88 years, now Jummah Salat is going to be performed. On 2nd October 1187, Gregorian calendar, the Crusaders and Christians occupied it in 1099. And then 1187 liberated, emancipated by Saladin the Just, Salahuddin, we say, and they say Saladin. And he starts his memorable khutbah and sermon, the historic sermon, on the minbar and pulpit of Nuruddin Zanki. And that minbar was made of wood, but not one nail was knocked in it. How did he commence and begin that historic khutbah and sermon? فَقُطِعَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The remnants and the relics of the tenpot dictators and zalims and oppressors have been cut to shreds and pieces. O Allah, we praise you alone. You are the sustainer, nourisher, provider for all the worlds and the entire universe. So remember your history, O Muslim. Then you will be motivated for the future and inspired to do great things, inshallah.
Well, you said the parents are zakatable. Is it permissible to pay their child's school fees directly to the school without giving the money to the parents, as they will spend the money on other things?
Now we need to understand this masla properly. So the parents claim that they are poor and they are Muslim and their children are going to school or madrasa or whatever. So obviously the school or madrasa charges certain fees. So they saying, give us the zakat and we will pay it. So first and foremost, we have to go and analyze and study the situation. Are the parents really zakat deserving? If you go to their house, most probably you will find a TV, you will find videos, you will find internet, you understand? So they have to subscribe to that. And then you will find cell phones, you maybe find cars. So people, that is, you can't give them zakat. People abusing zakat left, right and center. Sometimes our madrasas, darulums, sometimes the people who are enriching themselves. So sometimes people just use it to lead a life of luxury. So all these kind of cases that I mentioned, people go for overdraft, people got bond and what have you with the bank, and then they have to pay exorbitant amount of interest. You can't help them for haram debts and all that with zakat money. So we need to be very clear. But let's give it now the benefit of the doubt. Okay, this couple and this married couple are in dire straits. They hardly got food. They can't even pay their rent or the lights. So then you tell them, fine, that your children's fees in a madrasa or so forth are like this and so forth. So we will pay it directly. So yes, that will be permissible. It means you are the wakil. So you gave it to them. And then they authorized it, and then you paid it to the madrasa school, so then it would be permissible, provided that they are really mustahik and deserving of zakat.
Okay, Saad, if you pass away in Madinatul Munawwara and get buried in Jannatul Baqee, does your body get exhumed and reburied outside of Medina after some time?
You know, sometimes I wonder that our great ulama also, Jazahumullahu Khair, but they use the word Jannatul Baqi. Is this word 100% correct? Nowhere is mentioned in Quran. Nowhere is mentioned in authentic hadith. Jannatul Baqi. Baqi is right. Baqi ul Gharq, that's the original name. Or Baqi, that is fine. But Jannatul Baqi, to create the impression that every person who's buried there, he goes to Jannah. Then what is the meaning of this Quranic verse? Chapter number 9 and verse 101. That wa min ahlil Madina. And some people of Medina, maradu ala nifaq, they will continue and persist with their hypocrisy. La ta'alamuhum, you ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you don't know all of them, you know some of them definitely. Nahnu na'alamuhum, we know all of them. Allah stamping His Majesty, Authority, Sovereignty, using the collective word there and the noun. Nahnu na'alamuhum, sanu'adhibuhum marratain. We're going to punish them twice, once with dunya in this world, then second one in barzakh after their death. Thumma yuradduna ila adhabin azim. Then they'll be returned to the biggest and worst punishment, and that is chapter 9 verse 101 and chapter 4 verse 145 إن المنافقين في الدرك الأسفل من النار. That the people who died with nifaq in their sane and mature with hypocrisy, they will be dispatched to the lowest power, dungeon and prison of Jahannam. So to use this word Jannatul Baqi Islamically, if you understand the terms, it's not 100% right. Therefore, I don't use it like that. We make dua, Allah give us death in Medina Munawwara with Iman and Islam. We get buried in Baqi or anywhere in the boundary of Medina. You take Ibrahim ibn Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His honorable mother is Maria Qibtiyya. She's not buried in Baqi. She's on the outskirts there, you must remember. So not every Sahabi is buried there. And not every person automatically goes to Jannah. So to use these words, we need to think properly. You know, sometimes even senior ulama use it just out of habit. But we mustn't be like sheep and just follow the Pied Piper. We have to analyze these words properly. Just say Baqi rather. So the hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. Man istata'a minkum ay yamuta bil Madina fal yamut biha fa inni ashfa'u lakum. Whosoever passes away, of whosoever from you can pass away in Medina, then you should pass away there and die there with Iman and Islam. What are the virtues? Indeed, I will intercede for you. Now from time of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and before that also, the people there, they should bury in that graveyard. It got extended. See where Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is buried. So now this, the Saudi regime, they did good. If they do good, they will say good. Remember that. So now that the whole portion, you must remember, is Baqi. So Baqi ul Gharqat, that is the full name. So anyway, you must remember that. So they recycle the bodies and so forth. I read up on Hazrat Mohana Badri Alam Sahib, our principal Mohana Sema Rahimahullah, beloved Ustad. Hazrat Mohana Badri Alam Sahib, he passed away on the night of Friday, Thursday night, and in 1965. I should say 65, then one person told me 64. So now I find the book that people know is 100% 65, Alhamdulillah. So in 1965, he passed away. My father and I met him when they went for Hajj in 63, you know. So cut long story short, so when they opened his grave, they found it intact, Subhanallah. They came to the family and asked, what your father used to do? He said, no, normal. He said, no, think properly. He said, yes, one thing he used to do, when a young boy also would come and his hafiz, he would not stretch his feet in his direction. He said, he is sahibul Qur'an, hafizul Qur'an, respect for the Qur'an. So the ulama and people of that time, they said, hadha huwa. That is the reason Allah Ta'ala protected the lash and the body mubarak of your honorable father. So sometimes it happens like that. They know what they are doing. So the bodies are definitely recycled. So after 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. But it doesn't mean that the bones and all that they find it, they go bury it somewhere else. No. They leave everything there and they just recycle everything there. So that is how it works. We shouldn't come with our own stories and so forth there. Therefore, Makkah, they stop burying us ordinary mortals if we die there in Mu'alla. Now there also we make mix up. We say mala means to be a crackpot, you understand? So I say mal of what? In Afrikaans you say. So you must, in Mu'alla, Makkah is at the slope. So the higher part is Mu'alla. And where your Zamzam and Hilton and all that is Misfala. So we must learn all these words properly. So there, so now they bury the people there in Shara'i. It's within the Haram area, within Makkah area. So you must understand all these issues. Last question.
Okay, so many people on a holiday overseas and they are combining the Zuhr and Asr Salah.
Okay, we answered this question yesterday. Remember in the Q&A, it's not permissible to combine Salat when you are Musafir. According to the Hanafis, according to Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis, it's permissible, but one big proviso. And that according to Shafis, Hanbalis and them, the journey itself must be permissible. Then only you can combine and reach Qasr. The bounties of Allah cannot be obtained via haram things. So if you are going to meet your mistress, you're going to see soccer match, you're going for holiday to haram places, you're going to pose there with your bikini and stickini and all these things there, then according to Shafi's Hanbalis, you can't even combine your salat, you can't make jama bin a salatain. and you can't even make qasr salat. You can't even make the shorten the prayer to 2 rakats, you must read 4 rakats. So people must understand what the fuqaha said and not selective quoting and selective amnesia. Allah give us tawfiq. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.